We have work to do. Hard work. Indispensable work. We have everything we need, all of the raw ingredients, to build an economy for the 21st century that is fair and sturdy, an economy that rewards the work of those who sustain it. But we have to hurry, and we have to be willing to speak truth. We need to acknowledge that the jobs of the future are going to require people to earn an education after high school, whether it's a certification or a university degree. This isn't optional anymore. If we want to be true to the principle that all Americans deserve access to public education, then we can't stop funding it after high school. We need to invest in our workforce now and in the future. And that means we're going to have to invest in more post-high school education, too. It means, among other things, that we have to make debt-free college a reality. Let's speak truth about housing affordability. We can't have a functioning society if people can't afford to live in it. The housing crisis is not something we can just shrug off, as if it is a fact of nature. We've got to make a major effort, from changing zoning laws to encourage new and affordable housing, to giving relief to people who are struggling right now to pay their rent. For starters, I introduced a Senate bill that would give overburdened renters some relief. If someone is paying more than 30% of their income in rent and utilities, they would receive a new refundable tax credit to help defray their housing costs. But there's much more to do. Let's speak the truth about childcare. If we don't find a way to make it affordable, we're not only subjugating people in financial crisis, we are also making it harder for women to stay in the workforce when they want to. This is one of the systemic barriers to women's growth and success in the workplace. We need to tear it down. Let's speak truth about what we have to build up, to put people to work in well-paid jobs and to prevent our economy from lagging. We should be investing in rebuilding our nation's infrastructure. We have roads and bridges that need building and upgrading. We have broadband internet infrastructure to build in rural areas that still lack it. We have new wind farms and transmission lines that need installing. We have airports that need modernizing and subways in dire need of repair. If not for ourselves, shouldn't we at least do this work for our children and our grandchildren? Let's also speak truth about organized labor, which has been systematically dismantled by the Republican Party. Less than 7% of the private workforce is represented by unions today. And a 2018 Supreme Court ruling is likely to decimate public sector union membership as well. Many people have already written the obituary for the labor movement. But we can't accept that. Unions are the ones lobbying in Washington exclusively on behalf of workers. They are the only ones who have given the power to the people in the workplace. In the midst of a Republican effort to hollow out the middle class, it is the unions that have successfully compelled management to pay better wages and provide better benefits. We need a rebirth of organized labor in America. And let's speak one final truth. Big corporations and the richest people in the richest country in the world can afford to pay their fair share of taxes so that we can fix the economy. It's necessary, it's moral, and it's wise.